at the 2019 Q's CEO Executive Team Network. And I always put conference after it.
Yeah.
Just let people know it's a gathering.
It works.
It's a gathering of like-minded folks doing some really cool stuff for credit unions. And I have one of those right here in the old studio lounge, Jennifer Stungle.
Yes.
Rhymes with jungle.
That's true.
How are you, Jennifer?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. I know the conference just started out and everything, but what expectations do you have or do you guys have for this year?
Oh, just really excited. We have a lot of new attendees, two first-time attendees.
Oh, really? Okay.
So we had a nice little reception that took place just a little while ago for all of our first-timers, which is really great to see. Opportunity for them to connect with other people and kind of build that network.
Right on.
A lot of really great speakers. We've got Walter Bond here tomorrow. We've got Stephen Amar Covey, who wrote Meeting the Speed of Trust.
Yeah.
So very excited to have him speak.
I read that book, by the way,
years and
years ago.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Like, now it's going to come in handy.
Yes.
I wish I would have brought it and had him sign it.
I used to facilitate. They have, Franklin Covey has a program, Meeting the Speed of Trust, and so I used to facilitate that program.
Okay.
So when I saw that he was speaking, I said, this will be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard it from his words.
Yeah, can't wait. Can't wait.
I'm doing a little speaking in one of the breakout sessions on Wednesday.
Really? What's the topic? Tell us.
The impact that senior leaders have on talent development.
The impact senior leaders have on talent development. So give us a couple of nuggets.
Yeah, so really looking at the value of having a talent development strategy, whether or not you have one, whether or not you think you have one. And if you do, how is that talent development strategy actually shared within the credit union? Mm-hmm. So do your staff understand it? Can people articulate it? Do they recognize it?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the fact that you have to build the bench strength within the credit union. You can't just focus on certain leadership positions. You can't just focus on certain roles.
Mm-hmm.
And then really looking at kind of the actions that you take and how those actions really influence what happens within the credit union.
Right.
So I can say talent development's important and I can tell you to develop yourself, but if you don't see me doing it, where's the push?
Where's the motivation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we're going to talk a lot about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does this kind of have to do indirectly with kind of the war for talent out there? The lack of, let's say there's plenty of talent, but they're all already hired, most of them. So because unemployment is so low that it's really a challenge for any, not only just the credit union industry, but any industry for that matter, finding these top folks to work at their companies. And so credit unions are right there in that boat too, right?
Yeah, really looking to make sure that credit unions have what it is they need to be able to build the skills of the people they already have in place. There's so many resources that are out there, and it can be very overwhelming to individuals not knowing where to go, what to do, what to have access to. So the more the credit union can help share this with them, and that can be through external resources, such as having access to Q's memberships, where you've got access to all kinds of external learning opportunities.
Right.
It can also be things that you build internally. It's also helping people understand how they can learn every day in their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to just go to a conference or just listen to a webinar to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
What my credit union does every day, the projects they give me, the tasks they assign me, the experiences that I have, that helps me grow as a professional as well.
Mm-hmm.
The more we can get staff to recognize and understand that, that helps with employee engagement, that helps people want to stay in the organizations and then continue to grow and develop.
Right on.
Yeah.
Have you seen, because as you're talking, I'm thinking, have you seen this trend, I guess, increase as unemployment has decreased? I would think there would be some correlation between the two because all this activity is because of the unemployment rate, right?
Yes, so there's definitely been an increase in the recognition to need to do this and the understanding that it's important.
Right.
It's being able to put those resources ahead and making sure that you have something that's available. And a lot of organizations struggle with that because it can be expensive to put a lot of energy and effort into your staff.
Yeah.
But things like a Q's membership or an association that gives you the opportunity to be able to impact a large number of your staff for one price is really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to be able to recognize and identify who your high potentials are and then start to develop them, have very focused development planning, that's helpful as well. So if I understand what it is I want from my leaders within the credit union, if we've got competency models developed, if we have expectations set, and I can really focus on developing those individuals in those areas, it gives me the opportunity then to start to direct their development a little bit more, and that makes it a little bit more efficient and effective, and doesn't feel as much of a burden.
Right.
Because I think that's something that organizations are so nervous about right now, is I have all this responsibility to try and develop the people that I have in-house, but it takes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more you can utilize the resources that are out there, the more you can build your networks and connect with peers.
Mm-hmm.
One of the really great things that I've been able to do over the last year is create what we call our Lead Access Virtual Roundtables. So I schedule online sessions and I have them focus on a specific population, if mm-hmm. you will. So I've done some for HR and talent development staff. I'm doing one for emerging leaders coming up. Mm-hmm. But it's an online session. It's 45 minutes. It's open roundtable. Really? You sign on. You can turn your webcam on.
Nice.
And we just engage in conversation. Put you in a small group breakout so you can connect with your peers.
What?
Talk about resources you have. Talk about challenges you have to really gain insight from other people. But it's taking the experiences that you can have in a conference setting, mm-hmm. and we're trying to broaden that for people who might not be able to travel
right,
as much.
Right,
and
right.
really give them that same experience.
Good move. Taking advantage of the whole online education
yeah.
thing. Yeah. And
yeah,
the technology
I'm really
is there.
It
and
is.
It works really, really well.
It is.
So I'm glad to see you guys are taking advantage of that.
Yeah.
So how is the attendance for the, I'm sure you guys got to be off the charts.
It's been low right now because we're still rolling it out. We're still trying to make people aware of it. And one of the challenges that I've always experienced with online learning is that online learning feels so passive to people. We're so used to it being a passive experience where I sign onto a class, I sign onto a webinar, and I sit and I listen. I'm muted, I can maybe chat in, but otherwise it's a very passive experience.
Yeah,
so we're
yeah.
trying to reform that and help people realize the opportunities you have to engage in that online mm-hmm. setting. And that's just taking time, I think, to get people aware of it. But the more we can do that, the more people come on, because the more people you have engaging in the session, the more valuable it is.
Exactly.
The more perspectives you're getting, the more insight. Yeah.
What you put into it is what you get out of
it. Exactly. Exactly.
Just like class.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Just like anything in this world, right?
Exactly.
If I want to get something out, I got to put something in.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that it takes time. These 45-minute sessions, the hope is that they fit easily into your schedule.
That's
so you
not
can
bad,
sign
though.
In.
That's not bad, though.
Yeah, be on for 45 minutes,
right.
connect with some people,
right.
have some conversation, share your insight.
Yeah.
We all have so much to share, and I think sometimes we forget that we don't need to just rely on other people to give us information.
Mm-hmm.
We have things to share as well.
Mm-hmm.
So giving them an opportunity to that, and then sign off, and you've got time before your next meeting or call or whatever it is you might have to do.
Where can folks go find out about those?
We have them
obviously
all on Qs.org.
Okay.
If you click on professional development tab, everything is right on there.
Right on. Yeah, we'll put that in the show notes so people can just click on it and go to it and check it out.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I think that should ramp up. I think that would be very, very popular.
That's
just because, A, because it's so easy, and B, the content is awesome, and then see the networking would be phenomenal. So you got all three right there.
Yeah, I've got two on the calendar for next year already. One for HR and talent development, really focusing on what do you do to develop your emerging leaders. So what kind of resources do you use, both internal and external? What kind of focus do you have? And then I've got one for emerging leaders that really talks about what is it you're doing to improve under your development.
Yeah.
A lot of times we rely on other people to help us develop, and we have to take some ownership of it and some accountability.
Yeah.
So it's giving the opportunity to say, this is what I'm doing, what are you doing?
Right.
And get some ideas from some of your peers.
Exactly. That's how you think outside that proverbial box.
Yeah. Yeah.
See what others are doing.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer, anything else to add?
No.
Anything you want to talk about 2020? What's coming up in 2020?
Oh my gosh, we've got
a full plate, a buffet.
Yes, definitely a buffet.
Buffet of education opportunities.
Yes, so we're continuing to expand our Qs Consulting.
Okay.
So we have a lot of new offerings that we've done. I've had the chance to go speak at some different events that we have. Had the chance to been working with some credit unions to help them identify their high potentials, build competency models for their leaders, do some organizational climate assessments so organizations and really start to understand
mm-hmm.
the perceptions of their staff.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is where our staff are and this is where we want to go, what actions do we need to take to get us here?
Yeah.
So it's been really, really fun. It's been a busy few months,
Good.
A lot of really exciting things though happening. So looking forward to 2020 and some more of that stuff taking place.
Well, when you're busy, that means you're doing good things.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I always hope
you guys
so.
Are. I
yeah.
accuse me. You guys are second to none for sure with all the
Thank
education
you.
Stuff you guys do. So
Thank you.
Big fan. All
Thank
right.
Thank you.
I'll let you get back out there.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate the time
Appreciate
as always.
It. Thanks so much.